Hello, my friend. I'm so glad that you are making your way through this end of life planner and that I get to be here with you along for the journey and that so many other people get to be here with you. Right now, you've just finished the chapter on telling your story, and I tell a snippet from an artist, Gail Trunick, and I thought it'd be really fun and perhaps hopefully really helpful for you to hear the interview that I did with Gail. I think that there was a lot more in there than I could actually include in that one short chapter of the book. And as it turns out, storytelling and leaving our stories is really important to me. It's an important part of my own life, particularly right as a writer, but also as someone who really cherishes family stories and hearing my friends' stories and connecting through stories. So I wanted to just leave this tiny bit of an introduction, and then you'll hear the phone ringing and you'll hear Gail pick up and you'll get to hear our conversation. Okay, thanks for being here. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, Gail, it's Sherry.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm so happy to be talking to you. How are you?
You too. Oh, I'm good. Exhausted. It's been a whirlwind of a couple weeks, but in good way, so.
Are you still on the road somewhere right now?
No, I got home late the other night and came home to a house full of grandkids and kids. So it was a nice surprise, and we've been running ever since.
Is this still a good time for you, or do you want to talk another time?
No, this is good.
Okay.
They're out doing chalk with their mom and dad on the driveway, so that ought to keep me entertained.
Oh, well, I promise I won't keep you longer than our, you know, allotted time, but first of all, I'm just so happy to talk to you. I want to tell you, I love your art that I have around my house.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I have that one piece on top of my studio, and I see him every day, multiple times, and wave to him. I love him.
Oh, I always think I'll have to do a character to look down from my caboose.
Yes!
Know? After I saw what you did with him.
Yes!
That was such a good idea.
Yeah, and I put some other stuff out in the yard, and I love it because I see it every day, and it just delights me. So I'm super grateful.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so inspired after this vacation and all that I am so ready to get to work.
Oh, Gail, you're such an inspiration. We could talk about that the whole time, but I'm gonna be really good and keep us on topic. And I have to tell you, I loved that not only are you doing the story worth, but it sounds like it's been really rich for you.
It has been. I was surprised myself because I was afraid I wouldn't be disciplined enough to get myself to sit down and do it every week, because you know your life gets busy.
Yeah.
But then I got to where I did it same time on Sunday evenings, and I really looked forward to it. I'd put up my feet and either go on the porch or somewhere and type it up.
And Gail, what can you tell me what the impetus was? What was it that made you sign up for that?
Well, everyone has always told me you need to write down your stories, especially about my travel and such.
Yes.
And about my odd life, you know, my huge family, you know, my mother who raised the 9 kids, and because my father died early, and you know, just there's just so many different tracks to my life, and I thought, you know, I want them to be written down so that mainly the grandkids someday. Although I found my kids, when I mentioned a question or something, they would be like, I always assume they knew certain things, and apparently they didn't. They, you know, there were things that you didn't talk to them about when they were little.
Yep, yep.
And now that they're adults, you could share it with them.
Oh,
you know, and it just never came up as they got older. You know, you just didn't think of it. And my daughter would be like, how come I don't know this? How come? I said, well, because when your kids you're not ready for it, or, you know, or there are things that you don't want to share, but things for my life, you know, like with the day my father died, I did a whole, you know, couple pages on that, and because I was just a teenager, and I really hadn't talked to them about it because it was kind of a personal thing. It wasn't a happy memory. And so once you started writing it down, you felt so good about it because you were sharing a part of who you were from, you know, years ago. The thing, you know, when I was just a kid, you know.
Oh, I love this so much, Gail. And it's, you know, I have a whole section that I'm putting in this End of Life Planner about the importance of capturing these sorts of stories. And so your angle on it is perfect because it's, I think so many people, that's what happens, right? There's a lot of things we don't say as parents and then we forget. And then I just talked to someone whose father had passed away and never captured any of the stories. She has so many questions and her mother has also passed away. And it's really heartbreaking for children.
It is. It's been really interesting because a lot of the things I thought of myself and these things of my growing up, and I thought, well, there's nothing so interesting about them. But then you would turn around and, you know, when you're writing it down, you thought, wow, that isn't, you know, that is worth telling about.
Well, I loved it because I don't know if you remember this, but in your one of your Facebook posts to me, you kind of said it's like therapy. And I was curious about that piece for you. How is it impacting you?
It's been really, you know, especially when you get to be my age and you get to look back at things and you think you never take the time because life keeps you just so busy that you never, especially me, I'm constantly moving. And I never take time to write down the special moments and the things that I never thought were odd because that's just the way it was when we were growing up. And I know my grandkids are going to be floored, you know, that we had 9 kids in a 1-bathroom house and, you know, had 5 girls in 1 bedroom. And to me, that wasn't anything. But then when I write it down, I think, oh, they're going to be like, how did this ever happen? But it has been really good, especially, you know, losing certain people and memories. And with my older brothers and sisters, it has given me subjects with them. And because there are enough of us that the older ones had sort of a different life than, you know, stories than I had, because they knew things that went on that I didn't, because I was so much younger.
Yes.
And so we all sit and have different versions. So that's been very interesting, too, I think, for all of them.
I really love this, that it sounds as if it's eliciting a lot of conversations, you know, with your children and with your siblings.
And it has, and I know it will with even my grandchildren. They might be a little bit young now, but even, you know, the older, I think, even now she would be interested and have questions for me.
Gail, is it okay, may I ask how old you are?
How old I am?
Yes.
I'm 67.
Okay, yeah. I just, when you said, yeah, you said something about my age, and I, you know, I didn't know. Is that okay for me to mention?
Sure. Yeah. I'm not embarrassed by it.
Well, and as well you shouldn't be, because you could have told me you were 45 and I've been like, okay, I'm sure. You know. So again, let me ask you back to, like, you, like, have you seen, like, has it helped you see your own life in a different way?
It definitely has, because I think nothing special, you know, about my life. It's just what it is. But then you look back and you think, wow, that was kind of amazing. You know, like, they bring out memories that you've almost, they come back out again. And, you know, the fact that I survived 2 different tornadoes, you know, that kind of a thing.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing, you know. But you don't think of it that way. You know, that's what it was. But And you look back and they'll ask you things about how was life different when you were a kid, and you think about it, and you think, you know, you want to tell the kids, you know, hey, it was a lot nicer in a lot of ways and it was a lot more innocent, but there are a lot of better things too, you know. You know, rather than being sad for wanting the 50s again, you have to look at, okay, we did lose this, but we're gaining this. You know, there has to be a positive side to every negative side.
I love that. I love that. Is it, you know, one of my, so one of the reasons that, you know, I've actually always been someone who talks about death, and I'm, you know, planning for death, and not, you know, to me, it's a way of, like, taking stock of myself all the time, over and over. And I, you know, that's my hope that also for this death planner. And so I'm curious for you, is there any way in which the telling of your own stories is shifting or shaping what comes next?
I hadn't even thought of that. I do think it makes me look back and say, hey, look at the richness that you've had, you know, the experiences. You've had some hard ones, and people tend to look at that, but you've had far more wonderful, wonderful things, because they ask you questions about, you know, your most magnificent place you've ever been, or, you know, that kind of a thing. Your magnificent moments. And it does make you look and say, okay, when it comes, I'm ready. You know, I've lived a good life. It makes you sort of focus in on all of that that you just lose because you're living. You know, you're busy, you're this and you're that, and yeah, I guess it does. And the fact that my kids will have that, and the grandchildren will have that if I happen to go tomorrow, you know, no one knows when they'll, you know, their time is, so, you know, I may not have time to tell them. It just may happen.
Wow.
And this way I know that, okay, they have some of me there. They have the stories I might not be around to tell. You know, and I'm also telling about my husband and their grandpa that they never knew, or their great-grandparents. So you're spreading who they are from a whole different perspective. And not all of it's good, you know. And then they would never have known that, but it kind of shaped who their dad was, you know.
Yes.
The experience of the bad experiences, and we never had told them because these people were still their grandparents, you know, so, and they were alive and, you know, all that, but when they're old enough, they'll be reading this, they'll be old enough to see, you know, what shaped all of us, you know.
Oh, I love that so much, right? Because that's what often gets lost, right? Is that, because you're right, like, everybody's busy, they just go, and then at some point they're not here anymore, right? And we've lost.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have so much respect that you're doing this. I know it must be a lot of time. You didn't really tell me, but, like, how much time would you say you're spending every week?
Depends on the subject matter, and I don't, a lot of the times I will think of things now that I want to tell them, and it's not covered in their questions, so you're allowed to switch a question.
Oh.
And make your own question. So I do that a lot, or I'll just tweak it a little bit, and, to fit what I want them to know.
Yeah.
And so I would say half hour to up to 2 hours, depends on the subject.
Yeah, okay, that seems doable.
Yeah, and some of the questions are fast. You know, what was your toy as a kid? And you think, that's so boring, who would want to know what my toy was? Well, then I get pictures of this Fuzzy Wuzzy, which was a bear that you took into the bathtub and it was soap.
What?
You washed with it. Yes, you washed with it and it grew hair, which was basically mold.
Oh my God, Kale, that's so funny.
And so I thought, well, there's probably a good reason they don't have that toy anymore. So then I went and found pictures of it so that they would actually see what it looked like, because I loved Fuzzy Wuzzies. But now they sound gross.
Oh, this is great. Oh, I love this. I love this. Do you feel, I know I'm kind of leading the witness here, but I can't think of a way to say it. I can't think of a way to say it, but it's my idea that by doing this, it might, like, give people a peace of mind that no matter what, they've left a certain legacy behind.
I think a lot of my wanting to do it came from the fact that I have lost so many very important people, like, in a moment, you know, that didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
You know, my husband was healthy when I left that morning, and then he was gone. My my father, you know, was nothing wrong with him, and then he went to work and never came home. You know, so it was like, they were all so sudden.
Yeah.
That you never had a chance to say, hey, talk to me now. Tell me what you want done. Tell me. We never had that. Who thought your husband would die when he was 50? You
know? I know.
So you just, you know, it. I think that affected a lot of it.
Right. So in that way, because I'm going to go ahead and project onto you, and you could tell me, but you actually have a lot of different kinds of legacy, right, that you're leaving. But the stories are, it seems like, you know, they kind of maybe hold a lot of all the different areas of your life. Is that true?
Yes, definitely. And not only my life, but the people that meant a lot in my life that are gone now.
Yes, which is super important, because what you're doing is, in some ways, right, you're sharing the stories, like you said, of your husband or your dad or other people in the family.
Yes, and simple questions they would give you, like, what was your favorite holiday memory? And then before you know it, you're talking about this experience with your mother, and it's telling exactly who your mother was. You know, she was raising the 9 of us kids with on her own and going to college.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were poor as could be, but we had Thanksgiving turkey, and we didn't have a stove. So, but she just had a kiln put into the basement. Someone had given her a kiln in this apartment we lived in, and they put it in the basement. And didn't she hook that thing up and cook that turkey in the kiln? I mean, the handles, you know, the handles melted off of the pan, but it was the most delicious turkey I ever ate in my life.
Oh, you're right. Doesn't that just speak everything about...
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, about I am who I am because of her.
Right.
You know, so.
And they get to see, I mean, your children and your grandchildren and their children, right? Like, people will get to see how they are because of you and because of them, you know?
Right.
It's really, right. It is so beautiful. Yeah.
Because when you first think they're mundane questions, they turn into something much deeper when you're sharing them. You're like, yeah, my favorite Christmas memory. Well, that's kind of boring. Or I mean, a famous holiday memory. But then it's you do remember, and you think, that's wonderful, you know.
Right.
And it would die with me. If I were to die tomorrow, that would just be never known, you know.
Well, and you just brought up a really beautiful point that I've heard a lot of people speak to, why they're, you know, it's hard to think about death, is because I think often people feel as if, oh, I've had all of these experiences and all these stories, and it's all going to be lost. And I think what you're saying is, this is just one, you know, it's one way to, to preserve that. Again, it's legacy.
Right. It is. I wrote one whole question. Of course, it was my own question, but I just, you know, put it in there instead of one that was there, about the different animals I've had the wonderful experience to have worked with, you know.
Wow.
And different people that I met on my travels, or like my kids, they knew when I went to India that I was sort of kidnapped, or I hate to use that word, taken.
I remember you telling me that story.
And They were really upset and kind of mad at me for doing this on my own anyway. And so I never got into any of the details because I knew they would be even madder, like, why did you put yourself in this danger? That kind of a thing. But as I told it about it, and how I never really felt these people were going to hurt me, you know, I felt that I didn't feel bad about any money they took because this would probably feed their families for a year or, you know, and told them the whole experience of being by myself, not knowing where to go. And when I got home, I was like, oh, it was nothing. But now they'll know, you know, and it's too late for them to be upset about it and save. I'm sure they have a few of their own stories.
That's right. Are you sharing these stories with them as you go? What's your...
No, not too much. I've been... and you put little photos with them, like when I'm talking about my grandparents, I'd put a picture of them. And, you know, just so they're in an organized place. And I haven't been. I might bring something up with my daughter, like, oh, I was just writing this because if she's going through a problem or something. Oh, I was just writing about something similar. And she's like, this tells me so much. This explains so much. You know, I'm like, wow.
I know.
I didn't know it.
So do you plan to give it to them when you finish it, or are you going to keep them for a later date?
I'm going to give it when it's done.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hope, my plan is to keep adding to it, because I still might have another, you know, who knows how many years of wonderful things happening. So.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
So it's not an ending, or it's not my complete story. But I will have them stick things in there. You know, I haven't been able to find... I did my mother's... her funeral... what do you call the... where you get up and talk?
Oh, the eulogy.
Yes. And I have it. And I haven't been able to find it, but I want it to be included in there. And so I know I'm going to, when I do find the one, because I know it's here somewhere... I will print it up and have it right in there with that book, so it's also included.
Does Storyworth give you an option to keep adding indefinitely?
They haven't at this point.
Okay, that's interesting.
You know, I'm curious because they're not even, I haven't even really found out a lot about when I have to be done, or can I just do 10 of them in one day so my book is bigger, you know?
Right, yeah.
So... I'm hoping that soon as it gets close to being near finished that they will say, hey, you know, you can give you an extra 6 months or, you know, so.
What was your process of choosing a company to use?
I think I just sort of, I'm not a great planner. I think I just went with the first one that, you know, that I saw that they would do this, and I thought, you know, and it was reasonable enough for what it will be, hopefully, when it's done. And I did talk to other people who have done it, and they were happy with the results. So,
yeah, they seem to have a very good reputation, you know.
Yes, and they make it easy because, you know, I'm not great with computers and stuff, and I know people who are even worse than me. And it's been easy. You know, there's not been any, you know, where they get erased at the last minute, or, you know, you've done all that work, or to put the pictures in has been very easy.
Oh, I love that. That's so great to hear.
It is. I was surprised. I'm very happy with it. So far, so good.
Oh, Gail, is there anything else that I haven't asked you that you feel is important, you know, about the process?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some of the different stories. I think another part of it, too, is I'm sharing some stories that they do know, because obviously they were there. But they don't know what that meant to me. Like, I added stories like, what has made me the most proud of you.
And
it isn't what you think. It's not that he's written 3 books. It's not that she's traveled around the world. It doesn't have anything to do with it. You know, like my son, I was just so proud that, and still am, that in high school he took under his wing a boy who they were making fun of, that is very autistic and was very in, you know, special classes and things. And he, you know, took him under his wing and would take him, find him someone that was nice that would get his picture taken with him at prom, you know, because... And he still, to this day, goes, he lives in a group home, and he goes and visits them. He just saw them over the 4th, and they took a picture together as pals.
Wow.
So that's my thing that I'm most proud of him about. The rest is wonderful and successful, but this is different. And my daughter was where she was brave enough. She was a cheerleader, and this doesn't sound like anything, you know. But this moment was because she's always been very shy and very sort of to herself, and she all the other girls were like took gymnastics for, you know, and could do 10 flips around across the gym and all of these other things, and so they got up there and all these girls were each doing one big thing, and she couldn't do it, or never had a lesson, so she wasn't. So I thought, oh, she's just going to cry. Because then everybody started going, Anna, because she was the only one left that didn't do it. And she got out there, and I wasn't there. I had so many teachers come and approach me and say, I never saw anything like it. She went out as proud as could be, stood in the middle of the gym after all these girls did flips and million cartwheels and all these things, and she did a bow down. And on the mat, did a little cartwheel. And she stood up like she was the at the Olympics, you know. And they said everyone just roared because quite a little Anna too, you know, have done that. And you know, so that was one of my moments. I mean, things like when she was in school, she they had flower day where they gave flowers to kids that, you know, carnations that meant different things. And she was like one of the class officers, and she could see who was getting flowers. And very few, you know, there were maybe 10 girls in the class that got not one flower, you know, not a best friend.
Oh, right.
Not a you're the cutest or a secret admirer. And she went and she took her own money and bought everyone a secret, and you know, secret friend.
Oh, girl.
And so, see, and I don't think she ever knew that that is particularly what I am proud of, you know. Because I don't know that I ever told her, or that if she would remember it if I had. So it was important to me that they know, you know.
You know what? I'm so glad that you shared that extra story with me, because that is just, oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful thing. I thought what you were going to say, which I'm guessing is also part of it, but not as good as what you just shared with me, is that nobody knows what all of the moments of your life meant to you until you tell it, you know, which ones you're picking and choosing. But I also love that it's about other people. That it's like how, yeah, like you said, what you're proud of, and that they may never have known these things.
Yes, and it's who we are as a family. Not, I didn't want it to be a book about, oh, I like this, I did this, I wanted it to be something more, you know, this is who I am, this is how you became, this is how your father became who he is, you know, and good and bad, you know.
I love that, too. I love what you just said about this is a book about the family. Because I think that's also could be really helpful, because I know a lot of people feel like, oh, nobody cares about, you know, or this, I don't want to tell a story about my life, or, you know, they might not. But to frame it that way, that it's a story about and for the family.
Yes.
I love that.
Thank you.
This is why I'm so grateful. I knew you would just have some absolutely like amazing things to share, and you have. I'm so grateful. I wanted to ask, so if I which I will, I know there were a lot of really beautiful things you said, I would pass the quotes by you first to get your permission.
Okay.
Just so you would know. I would never use anything without, you know, making sure that you were okay with it.
I'm sure I would be.
Well, everything you've said has just been, I just think, beautiful and heartfelt. And also, like, again, you've been framing things in certain ways that I think people may not be thinking of. And I appreciate that so much, right? That's a big part of it, is helping people to see this in a new way.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I promised you, we're almost at 30 minutes, and I'm a woman of my word, but I just want you to know how grateful I am. I just think this is marvelous what you're doing. It's such a, I mean, it's probably one of the biggest gifts you could leave behind.
I'm hoping so, because they seem to really be looking forward and curious about what I'm doing. So I'm hoping they love it as much as I'd love doing it for them.
I also, I hope that you've got another 3, 4, 5 decades ahead of you. I can see you. I can see you. Did your mother live long?
She didn't, but she could have, but she was afraid of doctors. So she went very quickly with cancer. And see, I have a family history of, we don't know what our life expectancy would be because so many accidents.
Oh,
we must be clumsy or something, because like my father was killed in an industrial accident, and so it's been a lot of those quick on here and then gone type things, and no things to worry about as far as, you know, how long will we live, because we never got there. We're kind of careless and fun loving and got ourselves into trouble.
Well, I'm here to, I'm just hoping and wishing, and I mean, I could just see you having many, many, many more years, and I'm super grateful that you took the time. I know, like you said, you're busy, you're on the go a lot, and it means so much to me to have this great conversation.
Oh, well, I appreciate you including me. This is wonderful project. I love all of the things you do.
Oh, yeah, I'm lucky. Like, this one just kind of the publisher just reached out to me on a whim about it, and I was just like, yes, I really want to do this. She didn't even know that I have this, you know, that I just really do see it as so important. So,
yeah.
Well, I'll definitely circle back with you with quotes and things, and next time I'm in Ohio, hopefully I can come and see all. You've got so many new things. I love following you on Instagram. So
they come and go quickly.
I know.
I'm lucky in that area too. Very, so many people have a hard time making a living at it, and I've been just blessed. Things came when they're supposed to, you know, the caboose. I thought, okay, this is getting to be too much being on the road all the time. Is this what, you know, it was heavy, and is this what you want your life to be? You can't have a garden anymore because you're on the road all the time. And so now it's like, here it is, and people actually come to me, you know?
Yeah, oh, and it's such a... You know, it's about, our family was just talking about it, like when we came that one holiday. It's such a joy to be on your property and get to, just a delight in everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, this last vacation has me so inspired that I think I have all kinds of ideas. Ooh. To do in the backyard. You know, there's a lot of walking paths on my property in the back, and I thought, now I want to start lining these walking paths so people will go and, you know, enjoy pieces that I wouldn't necessarily do to sell, but just for the fun of it, you know.
I have so much admiration and appreciation for you. You just bring such joy, Gail. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you for including me.